St Mary's Wanderings. Caged white folk in mist pigeon shit and Old Testament zeal like sad poultry sit in the sunshine, biding their perch until wreathed in the new-cut throb twilight, poached by soft lamplight they chill out to even song scumtide as dark times approach. Gal-gothic grimaces steep dust by the day, while intertwined surfaces are eaten away by diesel-led carriages, until moonlight unfolds vine-screed, wine-skinned, ancient gargoyles and big bearded blokes sceptered to ride the four-legged tree folk, who, leaping on wing of gossamer swift true grit, fly bold to some walled crypt to save Christ the King from a nightly torn grippage through gnarled grasping cracks of red nails, wails and stoned teeth upon dark Saxon plaque, dragging passion downward while underworlds peak up cassock to sip fresh blood from chunks in his feet. And paced at some distance, two foreign faces, both wise and benign, emerge from stoned entrance and follow gently behind to spin Sufi wisdom of otherness and love, to encircle and question that heaven's above, that hell is below us, that wrath may destroy us, that only we know how to define the great way to oneness and thus truth divine. Let icons be bygones, return tamed to one womb of moist waves and vibrations until desert lands bloom and the prophet's lost leaders sow love's lightning speech to grow fresh, simple cities where the warmed rivers meet.